Until recently, I would have considered and described myself unabashedly as more conservative than liberal. I grew up in a relatively moderate household when it came to politics. My mother was born to liberal parents who passed on most of their beliefs to her. Well, my father was born in Kansas and raised by a conservative farming family. Because of my wide spectrum of views I was exposed to growing up, I often got to experience the views of both sides of political discussions, whether it was between family members or friends, or by watching either Fox or CNN news with my parents. However, because my father tended to have a stronger, more outspoken personality, when I began to take interest in politics and form my own opinions, I found myself leaning towards the right in a lot of ways, such as their tighter policies on taxes and preservation of constitutional rights. One thing I never found myself agreeing with were the discriminative views that were also supported by Republicans, such as the rejecting of the pro-choice movement and increased drug criminalization. While providing everyone with equal and just rights has always been one of the most important aspects of politics for me, the views that I shared with my father oftentimes made me believe that the conservative stance on social activism could be overlooked for the greater good. It was not until I came to UCSC that I began to realize just how impactful socialization can be on a person's views. While I had already known that I was not nearly as conservative as my father, the diverse backgrounds and stories of overcoming discrimination that I have heard while on campus have really opened my eyes to the problems posed by certain conservative views. Rather than hearing the problems caused by immigration from the views of a middle-class white male, I was finally exposed to the point of views of working-class immigrants, such as the way stricter immigration laws would primarily allow for even worse conditions for immigrant workers than they already are subjected to. Similarly, looking at the Black Lives Matter movement from a perspective other than that, simply that of a member of the white majority, allowed me to see it as a voice finally loud enough for the members of the African-American community to bring light to the injustices committed against them by the United States justice system. By finally hearing the opposing view of Republican opinions that had remained undisputed in my mind, conservative arguments that I'd previously found unconvincing finally made sense as the ignorant opinions that they were. I finally became fully aware of this somewhat recently when my father came up to visit me after I had moved onto campus. Because of our oftentimes opposing social political views, I often refrained from discussing politics with my father. However, once the topic came up, we began having a discussion on improving equal rights. I had known that my father had rather old-fashioned beliefs, but when he argued that trans people should not be allowed to use the bathroom of the gender that they identify with because you don't just get to decide what you are just because you don't like how you're born, I was completely taken aback. While this is a common belief among conservatives, I'd never actually heard him speak so discriminatively towards a social minority before. It was in that moment that I realized that many of the political opinions I had heard from my father were taught out of his fear of people different than him. While I'd always passed off his comments on reducing migration from Mexico and Syria, limiting trans rights programs, and refusing to believe other minoritized social groups are being discriminated against as simply closed-minded thinking, this realization helped me to understand just how much my thinking had been influenced by the opinions I had been predominantly been exposed to. I sometimes found myself starting to see logic in his thinking, even though I could tell just how ignorant it may have seemed. While my family may have never tried to convert me to their ways of thinking, being so frequently exposed to arguments regarding the dangers of allowing immigration from Syria, trans people to use normal restrooms, or drug-related criminals to seek medical help rather than simply face incarceration, often caused me to begin to question my own more accepting way of thinking. Socialization has directly impacted my life and views because I was raised to see certain discriminating opinions as natural and factual. My mind has always been on a track to view things from a more accepting perspective, but being exposed predominantly to conservative views throughout my youth shaped my thoughts for many years. It was not until I was finally split from my family that I was really able to begin to realize how big of an impact that ignorant thinking has, and how discriminative political policies could negatively impact my friends and fellow students. Socialization is an aspect of society that is completely uncontrollable. While sometimes it can have beneficial effects, such as conditioning young people from an early age to be more accepting of people who are different than they are, it oftentimes leads to influencing youthful minds to fall in the same patterns of discrimination as their parents and other influences in their lives.